When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Settling is not an option for me. Everything I desire is already mine. What if you can have it all? Because every day is for the girls.
Hello, hello. Welcome back to another episode of For the Girls. I'm your host, Victoria Alario. And today we are talking about forgiveness. Forgiving yourself, more specifically. I don't really want to talk about forgiveness with anyone other than you. This is not some like, oh, you have to forgive and forget in order to move on with your life kind of topic. This isn't about anybody other than you. I'm talking just to you. I'm not talking to anybody else about anybody else. I am talking specifically to you listening to this podcast right now. This is about your relationship with you. This is about your feelings toward you. This is about the way you think and speak about you. And this topic came to be because I am currently struggling with that kind of period of life where there's a lot of things that you get mad at yourself for, you don't like about yourself, you keep saying that you're gonna change, but you don't change, you make no difference, like you just do not get up off your ass and make the change that you feel like you need to make, and so on and so forth. And I'm here to say we need to leave ourselves the fuck alone sometimes. We need to accept who we are sometimes. And we need to forgive ourselves, not only for things like our flaws, but even the things that maybe aren't necessarily flaws, but that we just don't like about ourselves. I'm recording this podcast on a Saturday night right now, which is a pretty common trend. In a couple of episodes, I might have mentioned, you know, I'm recording on Saturday night or on Friday night. I may have mentioned in real time just what I was doing, where I was and all that. And I was home last night working too on Friday night. And I'm 26 years old and it's the weekend and I'm single and I'm frustrated about being single and not going out more and not having fun more. But there's just something about me that, I don't know, makes me just stay home, not be social, not put myself out there, not want to leave my house. And I don't really know exactly what it is. I think it's definitely partially anxiety. But I get frustrated with myself about this because in all honesty, in all realness, I mean, how many times have I moved and I say, okay, here I'll be happier. Here I'll go out more. Here I'll be more social. Now I moved to Hoboken because I said, okay, now I'll be closer to my friends and family. Now I'll be around people more. Now I will definitely put myself out there more. Now I'll be more comfortable. And then here I am on Friday and Saturday night at home, working, recording my podcast, like it's routine. And we get so mad at ourselves about the routines that we put ourselves in. And I don't just mean about going out, like you might have a totally different routine that frustrates you about yourself, like with the gym, with your diet, with work, with boyfriends, with relationships, with friendships, with family, things that you tell yourself you're gonna change, things that you tell yourself you're gonna work on, things you tell yourself and try to convince yourself that you're gonna get better at and work on and grow on, and then it just doesn't really happen. Or maybe it happens for a little bit, but then you're inconsistent with it. You start it, but then you don't finish it, right? I mean, we just have to stop being so hard on ourselves, because sometimes there's a reason why we are the way that we are that just can't be explained. Sometimes the things that we do that frustrate us about ourselves are just simply us being us. And we need to forgive ourselves for just being us. Like, how can we be mad at ourselves for being who we are? How can we hold an anger against ourselves for doing the things that we just, our brain just chooses to do, the way that our brain operates? I mean, you can't be mad at your brain for telling you it doesn't want to do something. You have no control over that. I mean, yeah, sure, you somewhat have control over it, but then you also partially don't. You can fake the funk for a little bit and tell yourself, okay, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, I'm going to be like this, I'm going to stop doing that, I'm going to start doing this. But then ultimately, if it's really something that is just abnormal for us, just totally out of the ordinary for us, just doesn't feel comfortable for us, doesn't feel natural for us, just doesn't feel right for us. If that's the case, we're always going to end up not doing that thing that we said we're going to do. Because if it doesn't feel right, then it's not right, and we can't force ourselves forever to do something that doesn't feel right, right? And I think part of the reason why we get so mad at ourselves is because we see other people successfully doing that thing that we want to do, or not doing the thing that we want to stop doing. Because for me, it's something I want to start, but for you, it might be something you want to stop. Every one of us has something different that we get mad at ourselves for, something that we either want to begin doing and stick with, or something that we want to stop doing and stick with. Like, your thing might be drunk texting your ex. If I'm going to be honest, I think you should stop doing that, but to each their own. I'm kind of just kidding with that, but we see other people doing the thing that we want to do. So, like I said, for me, the thing that frustrates me about myself is my attachment to isolation, kind of, and just being alone. What happens is, on a night like tonight or last night where I'm just home and working, that's what comes natural to me. That's what my instinct is to do. But then I open Instagram and I see everybody on their Instagram story out to dinner with friends, out partying, out having fun, at the club, here, there, all different places. Then I open TikTok. Then I see people like snippet of my weekend, and it's like all different photos and clips real quick, bang, 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 of their weekend. And I'm like, wow, they did that many things this weekend? I made it to the fridge twice. I didn't even get up out of bed other than to go sit at my desk and work. I feel like I get more mad at myself because I see that other people are able to do this. And I guess, yeah, of course I'm able to do that, but I just don't. It's hard to explain, but like I said, we have to forgive ourselves for the things that make us who we are that we simply just can't explain. But ultimately, we deserve peace. And peace will only come from forgiveness. If you don't forgive yourself for being who you are and how you are, then you're not going to be at peace. You're always going to be frustrated with yourself. This is always going to be a reoccurring conversation. This is always going to be a reoccurring internalized argument with your conscience. Like, it's just always going to come up, and it's always going to be an issue. And we can't do that to ourselves, because then we almost convince ourselves that we're worse off than we really are. Isn't that funny?
Do you struggle to find comfort in your body? Do you experience cravings, bloating? If so, then you need Hormone Harmony, the solution for women of all ages to maintain optimal hormone levels. It reduces bloating and discomfort and supports your mood and general well-being. Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier. It has zero sugar and is gluten-free, dairy-free, non-GMO, and third-party tested. And the biggest benefit? Feeling like myself again. That's what women mention over and over in the reviews, and there are over 17,000 reviews for Hormone Harmony. For a limited time, you can get 15% off on your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code FORTHEGIRLS at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code FORTHEGIRLS for 15% off today.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
My life isn't bad. I love my life. I have an amazing life. I have amazing friends, an amazing family. I love what I do for work. I have pretty much close to nothing to complain about. But then when I get mad at myself for this isolation attachment that I have on the weekends, I almost feel like I'm in a worse situation and a worse position than I'm in. But that only comes from that lack of peace that I have because I don't forgive myself for this thing. But I am going to start to forgive myself for it. I'm going to start to just accept this is how I am. And when I feel good to make the changes, I will. And when I don't feel good about making the changes, I'm not going to force myself. I'm going to just do what feels comfortable for me. And the other thing with forgiveness is forgiving ourselves for the mistakes that we've made. Because I don't know about you guys, but there are so many times that I will randomly think about something I said or did months ago, years ago. And I start to kind of get this guilt back or secondhand embarrassment back, just remembering something that I said or did that I don't like that I said or did so long ago. And it just comes back up in my head. I don't know why. And I'm sure that happens to you guys as well. Maybe it happens to me because I am home so much that I'm kind of always in my mind. And I tend to think about these random moments that I remember. And I question, do they remember that? I hope that they don't remember that I said that or did that. And sometimes it's not even as big of a deal. And most of the time, honestly, it's not even as big of a deal as what my brain makes it out to be. But then there are the big deal moments, right? There are the mistakes that we've made and the people that we may have hurt. And I do not by any means encourage mean or bad behaviors and treating people poorly and hurting people intentionally and doing something behind someone's back. I am the last person to encourage any behavior like that. I cut people off so quick that hurt me, especially when it's intentional and careless and inconsiderate. So trust me when I say I am not the one to condone bad behaviors of people who should know better. But then there are other times where we didn't know better and we made a mistake or we just made a bad choice. We had a bad conscience that day or had no conscience that day. And we have to forgive ourselves for these things. And it doesn't really matter ultimately if that person who's affected really forgives us for it. And trust me, ask for forgiveness if you have the chance. If you can still ask that person, life is so short. So ask for forgiveness if you are genuinely sorry, if you really learned your lesson. But even so, even if it's something that you just kind of internalize and keep to yourself, maybe journal about it. Write how it makes you feel, what you would have done differently, why you wish it was different, what it really means to you, what you did or this mistake that you made, what it really looks like and feels like. Really, like, get descriptive with it. Really talk about it to yourself and get to the nitty-gritty, down to the details of why that happened or why you wish it didn't happen, whatever you have to journal about, whatever comes out when you put pen to paper. And then just accept it. Just forgive yourself. There are situations and things, even just from when I was a kid, you know, just back then, where there are moments with people that I wish I could take back, or I wish I didn't say or do, or I wasn't exactly the nicest to that person, or I hope I didn't make that person feel so bad about themselves, whatever. There's just times that we think back on, right? And as long as you know who you are now, at least, you know, character development and personal development is a very real thing. As long as you've had that growth and development and you understand and accept that you were in the wrong or this was a mistake, then you deserve to forgive yourself. Just like in the beginning of this episode, how I said we need to forgive ourselves for who we are, I'm saying now that we need to forgive ourselves for who we were too. Forgive ourselves for who we are. Like I mentioned, how I'm this homebody that frustrates me. I have to forgive myself for that. And forgive ourselves for who we were, when we maybe didn't know any better, or were a little more immature, or a little more careless, or a little more inconsiderate. If we are not that anymore, then we need to forgive ourselves for having been that in the past, and be okay with the growth that we've had, and accept the growth that we've had to the point where we can forgive ourselves for maybe not loving fully who we once were. So that's the moral of the story today. Forgiveness. Forgive who you were. Forgive who you are. We can only work on ourselves so much. There's only so much that we can do to be our best selves. But guess what, guys? Our best self still is imperfect. Our best self still has flaws. Our best self still has things that we wish that we could change about ourselves. Our best self right now might even be someone in 5 years that we still look back on and have to forgive ourselves for being. You know how I'm saying we forgive ourselves now for who we once were? There might be something that you do now that's wrong or toxic or hurtful. Because we're still not perfect, right? So you might do something now, even while you think you're being the best version of yourself. But you look, you know, back in 5 years and say, oh, I have to forgive myself for the shit that I did in 2021. I had a lot of anxiety. I wasn't fully happy. You know, whatever it might be. So all we can do is work on ourselves as much as we possibly can. Be our best self as much as we possibly can, while accepting our imperfections, our flaws, and the things that just make us who we are. So that is my vent session for today. Thank you guys for listening to me vent. I hope that you enjoyed and resonate with this podcast. Be sure to leave 5 stars and a review, and I will see you all next time, girls.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
You need parts? O'Reilly Auto Parts has parts. Need them fast? We've got fast. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. Product availability. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!